Ramsey Solutions presents Chris Brown's True Stewardship.
What if American households today got serious about stewardship? Not some old historic church word and not some fundraising campaign, but true biblical stewardship, managing God's blessings God's way for God's glory.
Welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's your host, Chris Brown.
Well, welcome to Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Today, we have in studio Christy Wright. She's going to be here with me, helping me take your calls. So feel free to call in with your stewardship questions, 866-357-3283. Again, that's 866-357-3283. And of course, you can email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com. Again, that's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Thank you so much for reclaiming stewardship with us. Much more about that at stewardship.com. And of course, be sure to check out all the fabulous resources under Chris Recommends. Again, that's stewardship.com. Now, I told you that Christy Wright is joining me in the studio, and let me tell you a little bit about her. Of course, she's one of our speakers here at Ramsey Solutions. I get the opportunity and privilege to be able to work right beside her every day. She is a highly sought-after speaker. And she has educated and, I might tell you, entertained thousands of folks across the country at national business conferences, as well as Fortune 500 companies. And she's also an experienced certified business coach. She's trained business leaders nationwide. She's a frequent speaker, of course, at Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership Master Series, one of our premier business events. And she contributes to both the EntreeLeadership.com and the Entree Leadership podcast that many of you enjoy. She has touched the lives of thousands of folks with her inspiring and thought-provoking messages on life balance, on leadership, on goal setting, as well as real-world financial topics such as, well, you know, budgeting and things like dumping debt. As she and her husband, Matt, live in Brentwood, Tennessee, and with their son, a newborn son, Carter, who now is 5 or 6 months old, and they have a Bernese Mountain Dog named Jackson. She is incredible. Christy, thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Now, she's going to help us with your calls and your emails, and specifically, we want to zero in on side businesses today. Side businesses and life balance. That's a struggle that's out there, right? I mean, we've seen your emails and we've heard the voicemails that you're leaving, and this is a significant issue. So we're glad that she's here. Speaking of side businesses, you've got a huge event coming up, and yes. Tell us all about it.
So the Business Boutique event is our first event really helping women with just what you're saying, with side businesses. And what we're going to do, Chris, is the way that we explain it is we're going to equip them to make money doing what they love. And there's a real need in the marketplace to help women find ways to use their God-given gifts, their education, their experience, their talents, their skills, their hobbies, and create income out of that. Many of them have skills or education, but they have this struggle. You know, you start a family, and many of them want the flexibility of being with their family more, and more cases with the increasing cost of childcare. Actually, 1/3 of American women are stay-at-home moms, and it's actually increasing due to the increasing cost of childcare. And so you're looking at this going, okay, well, they're going home to spend more time with their family, but they still have these incredible talents and education. They're highly educated mm-hmm. with skills and experience, and there's something they want to pour themselves into in addition with being a mom. Yeah. And so we're going to equip them to do that. What are your heart's callings? What are your strengths and your experience? And help them turn that into profitable businesses so they can increase the family income but still have the flexibility to work from home. It's a real need we're seeing out there.
Yeah, and ticket sales are jamming so far.
The energy around this event just shows that God is in this. I mean, mm-hmm. there is a real power to what we are stepping into, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do through it. And it's really just the beginning, to be honest. Everyone's asking me, will you have more dates? Will you have more cities? Yes, yeah. yes, we will. We're going to get through this first one and learn from it, and then we'll do more.
That is so cool. As you were just kind of talking about that and talking about these high-capacity folks that are at home, I'm thinking about some of my friends that are home right now. Maybe they have I know of one in particular has a 3-year-old at home. She is sickening talented. I mean, just amazing. And she wrestles every day with this whole idea of, do I stay home, or how do I generate income and contribute to the home from home during this season? So what a tremendous event this is going to be. Folks, that is here in Nashville, November 6th and 7th. And if you want to find out more about that, you can check it out at stewardship.com under Chris Recommends. Again, it's stewardship.com and under Chris Recommends. Now, before we take our first call, I see that we got Veronica on the line already. I wanted to ask you, what are like maybe some three major things that are going to take away from this event? What's a major thing that they're going to walk away from going, man, this thing, I'm so glad I learned about this?
Sure. Well, I'll tell you from my couple years of research on this market specifically, I've learned there's several different, there's actually five main buckets of struggles that women with side businesses have. And that doesn't matter if they're a stay-at-home mom or maybe they work full-time and they have a side business because they hate their full-time job and that's their outlet for them to do something they love and enjoy. So regardless of their age or demographic or you know where they are in the country, all of them go through these same problems. And so, Chris, we have really created this event out of that research, and we are creating lessons and sessions based on exactly what they want. So the top three that they have told us they want that they're going to take away. One is they're going to get a plan. Many of them have a dream or idea and they go, what now? I mean, how do I get started? I don't even know where to start. I know I want to do something. I know I've got talents and skills. I know God's calling me, but what do I do? There's no plan. There's no step-by-step out there for them, and we're going to give them that from the very beginning all the way through the, you know, the details of marketing and selling and closing deals and how to grow it and even hire team members if you want to get it there. But really, we're going to give them a step-by-step plan. The second thing that they're going to get is they're going to get a ton of incredible information on marketing and selling. This is something that they are very, very interested in, but feel like they're overwhelmed by. You know, there's multiple social media platforms out there. How do you leverage it? How do you gain influence, grow your tribe? How do you convert those likes and shares into sales and dollars? We've got an incredible lineup of speakers that specialize in social media, marketing, relationship selling, and we're going to equip them with what they need to take their business and actually turn it into dollars. And in a way that is true to them. Many women are intimidated by sales and they don't want to be pushy. And we're going to show you, here's how you sell in a way that feels authentic and is not uncomfortable. And the last one would be my specialty, life balance. It's a struggle being a mom, running a business. Maybe you have a full-time job also. You want to turn your side business into your full-time business. So how do you manage your time and not go crazy?
Exactly.
And manage all your responsibilities in the process while pursuing your passion. So we're really going to cover what that looks like and encourage them in that area. Of course, we're going to cover everything from legal, taxes, insurance, all the questions they have. But those are probably the top three that they're going to take away.
Yeah, those are some major wrestles, some major tensions out there. I'm sure that Veronica has a question in that vein. She's calling in from Sacramento. Remember, folks, that you can call in 866-357-3283. Again, 866-357-3283. Veronica, how can we help you today?
Hi, Chris and Christy. Such an honor to speak to you.
Yeah, honor's all ours.
So my question is, and I'll try to keep it to the point, but Christy brought up life balance, and I think that's my main concern. I have a wedding, hair and makeup, mobile business that I do, and now it's kind of grown into, you know, for headshots, photo shoots, special events, just parties. So it's getting a little bit busier. And I just wanted some tips just to see what you recommend, because I also have a three-month-old baby.
Well, so, congratulations.
Thank you. And I heard Christy has a baby too, so she's probably feeling...
Yes, I feel you. I'm right there with you. No sleep.
Christy, you got some comments?
Yeah, so Veronica, are you asking specifically about life balance? Is that your question? I want to make sure I'm clear on what you're asking for here.
Well, I think my original question was just tips on, you know, how to get my... I've already established a lot of business and I'm getting referrals now, which is great. But then you mentioned life balance, and I think that was kind of... because I'm also working and just picking up stuff, any kind of jobs or tasks that I can pick up from friends or... just to make some money for the house. And my husband wants me to be making a transition from working a regular job to just focusing on my business.
Many women have a full-time business or full-time job, rather, and they have a side business. And the question is, when to make the transition? How do you make that jump? The first thing I would ask you would be what your budget will allow. Because right now, if your family can survive and you're fine with just your husband's income and your income is additional to that, then you have a little bit of flexibility to leave your full-time job if your budget allows and build your side business to the level that you want it to. But if you all are depending on both incomes, meaning two full-time incomes, then you don't want to make that jump until your side business justifies your full-time income. So what I tell people is you want to feel like, and I know this sounds crazy with your three-month-old, but if you're looking to make that transition safely and you depend on that money, that income, you want to feel like you're working two full-time jobs. Because I coached one man who actually, he had a side business and he worked on it 10 hours a week. And he thought, well, this is great. 10 hours a week is producing this amount of money. If I multiply that by four, I do 40 hours a week, I can support myself. And so he quit his full-time job and did that. But the demand was not 40 hours a week. The demand was 10 hours a week. So he only was working 10 hours a week and his income was not enough to live on. So I would just encourage you to really look at your budget and see what you guys need to live on from an income perspective. And then that lets you know how much you need to build up in your side business before you're ready to make that transition. But I will encourage you in the area of life balance, since you did hit on that. One of the greatest things about going into business is that you get to build your business around your life versus your life around your work. And so you have permission as the business owner to create that schedule in a way that you and your husband and your family feel like, you know, feel good about. And so I would just encourage you that you get to create that around what works for you. And that's one of the greatest things about going into business for yourself.
Yes, I agree. And that's one of the, that's the only thing that's holding us back, is really we have a little bit of debt that we're getting rid of. And so we're attacking that right now.
Yeah,
well, with everything we can.
Well, Veronica, one thing I would say as you are maneuvering through this, which is that was a tremendous advice, is maybe just take time just for a second to really play this thing out. What does this thing look like 3 years from now? What does it look like 5 years from now? What if you kill it? What if the business does amazing? What does amazing look like? What does it look like if you were to just hammer it? I mean, how many staff do you have? And then ask yourself, is that something that I would like? Is that something that, or do I like just possibly doing four or five a month, or doing three or four weddings a quarter? If you hammer it and everything's amazing, you got clients coming out of your ears, is that what you want? These are major decisions you're about to make in your life. All the things that Christy talked about your budgeting and maneuvering some things around, you just want to make sure it's actually what you deep down want. Veronica, we appreciate the call, and check back in with us and let us know how it's going. Well, of course, you guys can email in at chrisonair@stewardship.com. We got an email here that's already come in from Alicia. She's emailing in from Alabama. I have a rodent and fields business. I was interested on how I should tithe off the business income and how much to put aside for taxes. Currently, I tithe 10% and take 15% out for taxes. Should I take those deductions out before I make deductions for my investment into the business, or after? Any advice would be great. All right, Christy, what do you think about this one?
So this is a really common question that Dave gets on air often. Really, our small business leaders are confused around this. So just to be clear, scripture does not teach that you tithe off of the business revenue. That's not a scriptural concept. Now, tithing is something that we as Christians are called to do off of our income. And so what we teach people when it comes to, if you are self-employed, is that you, from your profit, so that's your revenue minus your expenses, the amount of money that is left is your profit. From that, you want to pay for three things. The first thing you want to pay for is 25% you want to set aside for taxes. And that is off the top. You don't touch it. Don't wait till tax season to think about it. You want to prepare yourself. Go ahead and pretend like that money doesn't exist and set that aside for taxes. The second thing you want to pay for, and it depends on your business. I know with Roden Fields, it may be a little bit different with inventory, but you want to save aside a percentage to pay back into the business. This is how you invest to grow your business. So if you have a brick and mortar shop or a side business, how are you going? Maybe you're saving up for a website, you know, and you want to invest and pay back into the business. And then the third thing is you pay yourself. And it is from that money that you tithe the 10% as Christians that we are called to tithe to give back. And so really those three things: taxes, paying back into the business and paying yourself in that order. But we are only called to tithe on the amount that we take home.
That's the way it goes down. And those quarterly payments, they're very tempting not to do. Very tempting to let them slide. It feels so much better to have that money in your account. I'm telling you, you need to do it. Proverbs 21:20 is usually quoted as a savings verse. In the house of the wise is choice food and oil. But the bottom line is you need to set aside this money, not just for savings, but you need to be setting aside money also for taxes. And of course, if you don't have a great tax professional, well, I know one. I know several, and they're in your area, our ELPs. You can find more about them, our endorsed local providers. They are at stewardship.com, and they're under Chris Recommends. Well, we're here. We're in studio with the one and only Christy Wright, and we're excited to have her here. Folks, you hear us talk about Financial Peace University, and you hear us talk about debt snowballs and all those kind of things quite a bit, but maybe you have not you're not familiar with the legacy journey. That's another class that we also offer. It's a Dave Ramsey's latest book, The Legacy Journey. It's a book that tackles really, really tough issues like what does the Bible say about money? A lot of things we talk about on this show, it dives into what the Bible says about money. So it's like, what about wealth? How much is enough for your family? If that's ever been a wrestle for you, you'll also learn how to live a legacy and leave a legacy for your family. So it's The Legacy Journey, incredible book. I've read it cover to cover, and I've got it all highlighted, and I've got mine all marked up. I've learned a lot from that book. And if you want to learn more about it, or if you want to get it now, it's under Chris Recommends at stewardship.com. Again, at stewardship.com under the Chris Recommends section, and it's called The Legacy Journey. So you want to check that out.
Thank you for being with us today on Chris Brown's True Stewardship. If you have a question for Chris, email him at chrisonair@stewardship.com. That's chrisonair@stewardship.com. Or call him at 866-357-3283. That's 866-357-3283. And now we continue with Chris Brown's True Stewardship. Here's Chris.
Well, we are in studio with Christy Wright, answering your calls and answering your emails about side businesses, about life tension, life balance, and mompreneurship, and all sorts of different things. And so feel free to call in, 866-357-3283. And we've got Hope on the line. She's calling in from Bloomington, Indiana. Hope, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Great. Better every day. How can I serve you?
Well, my husband and I run a nonprofit organization, started about 6 years ago, and my husband has taken another full-time job to provide another income for us. He kind of considers it his tent making while we do our ministry as well. But between our busy schedules, we've chosen to get a nanny, and we absolutely adore her. She's fantastic, amazing with our son. He adores her. And we live by a strict budget, and we are working towards our baby steps 4, 5, and 6. But we're having some difficult times trying to make any headway on that baby step 6. And so I didn't know if you guys had any advice that you could share with us moms that are, you know, love to work, but still have to pay that child care and really trying to make headway on our financial goals as well.
What's your income?
Between my husband and I, he doesn't take a salary from our ministry, but from his other job and my small income from the ministry, it's a total of $126,000 a year. And we pay our nanny about $18,000 a year.
Okay. Did you say you don't take an income from the nonprofit?
My husband does not. I do. I do take an income, but my husband does not. He volunteers his time, and he works both jobs full time.
Is there the ability to take an income through the nonprofit?
Not that would provide for our family.
Okay.
Not at this point.
Christy, what do you think?
Well, Hope, let me just encourage you, because you are in the same seat as millions of moms out there, of feeling that tension between what God has called you to do and also your family, what God has called you to do. And so I just want to encourage you that I know that tension is real, but I hear your heart when you talk about your nanny. And I'll say this, there are many women out there that they feel this calling and they really struggle to find a childcare situation that they love. And I'm not going to tell you what you should do, because this is definitely a decision you make for your family. But it sounds like from the way that you describe it, that you love your nanny. Mm-hmm. And if you have a situation that you have a childcare situation where not only do you love your nanny, but you feel really safe about your whole world, your child being in her hands, that is something that if it were me, and I'll speak from my own experience, I would find other ways to cut in my budget. I would find other ways to make headway, because this is a huge investment, not just in dollars. It's a huge investment in importance. This is your whole world. Your child is your world. So if you have found a sweet spot of a situation that works for you, is a blessing to her, is a blessing to your child and your family, then I would, if it were me, I would get creative and look at where I could cut somewhere else, because I would say, okay, you know what? This in terms of value to me, my son, my child is so important to me. I'm going to find somewhere else to cut, because the nanny in this situation is so good. I don't want to mess up a good thing, but that's just me. So Chris, I'll let you speak to the financial side of things. I'm speaking from the mom perspective.
Well, that's definitely a wrestle. So you said you're on baby step six. Is that correct?
Yeah. We've gotten 4 and 5 done for this year.
Okay.
And so, yes, we're at this point, we're trying to work through that baby step six.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe just, my advice to you would be to manage your expectations. The expectation or subconscious expectation that you would be busting through baby step six in any kind of fast way is just not a very fair expectation. That's very abnormal. So if it's taking some time, I would just tell your spirit to calm down a tad.
That's good. That's good.
It's going to take some time. You know, Romans 5:4 says endurance produces character, and character produces hope. Mm-hmm. It's just endurance. It's continuing to every day in and day out, continue to do biblical principles with your finances. If you did it overnight, you wouldn't need him. Right? It's going to take some time. The advice to look somewhere else to cut is the advice. You've got somewhere else to cut. You've got to. You're in Bloomington, Indiana. There's no reason why 126 is not enough. So I think you're on the right track. I would keep the 18,000 and cut somewhere else. All right?
Okay, that's great. Thank you so much for your advice.
You know, Chris, one of the things that makes me think of, you know, I'm a runner, and I all the time I'm using running analogies in my speaking, but this makes me think of, you know, whenever I'm training for a full marathon or even a half marathon, there's a certain amount of time that it takes you to do 13 miles.
Yep.
Or 26 miles. Mm-hmm. And when you've achieved the accomplishment of being on baby step six, which in and of itself is very impressive.
Yes.
To be at that point in your life. Like you said, it takes a certain amount of time to pay off your home. It takes a certain amount of time to save up for kids' college. So I love what you said about managing expectations, because you're probably going to be in that baby step for a while. And I love, Hope, how you are so goal-oriented. You can tell that because she's aggressive. She wants to attack the goal. But just like you said, managing your expectations really helps you stay the course for a longer period of time and staying steady, and at the same time feeling really good about your childcare situation. So I agree with what you said.
Hope, we just got to manage our expectations. Thank you so much for the call. Well, Christy, it has been a pleasure to be in the studio with you today. Again, folks, that event that we want to make sure that you take advantage of, no matter where you live at in this country or this world, fly to Nashville, November 6th and 7th, right here. More details, all the details of the event, how to get tickets at stewardship.com, and click on Chris Recommends, and that'll be all the information you need. Thanks again, Christy.
Thank you so much for having me. I've loved being here.
Well, that wraps up today's episode of Chris Brown's True Stewardship. As always, thank you for supporting this show. How do you support it? You support it by telling your friends, telling your family, and going to stewardship.com, checking out Chris Recommends. And hey, listen, I'm going to challenge you. Let's put this stuff to action. This isn't just talk. Go into Chris Recommends and buy a book. Buy a class. If it's not for you, do it for somebody else. But we're reclaiming stewardship, not just us at Ramsey Solutions. We are doing it together. And we want to make sure that everyone understands what does it mean to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. Let's stay connected on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. My handle is Chris Brown on Air. Christy's is Christy B. Wright. That's Christy B-W-R-I-G-H-T. That's Christy B. Wright. That's her handle on Instagram, on Facebook, and on Twitter. Until next time, let's continue to manage God's blessings, God's way, for God's glory. God bless you.